11.8 नतुमाम शक्यसे द्रष्टुम अनेनैव स्वचक्षुषा दिव्यं ददामि ते चक्षुः पश्यमे योगमैश्वरम्। He says, नतुमाम शक्यसे द्रष्टुम। Arjuna, it's not possible for you to see. Anenaiva swachakshusha, with your own eyes you can't see. Divyam dadamite chakshuho. Therefore, I will give you divine eyes. Divyam dadami. I'll give you divine eyes. Pashyame yogamaishwaram. Pashyame, Arjuna, just see yogamaishwaram. See the mystic opulence that I am exhibiting. So, later on we will come to know that nobody else in the Kurukshetra warfield saw the universal form. It was at that place, the form was revealed, and it was not at that place. Because at that particular place, Arjuna was granted a higher vision. So now here we can look at the point that our vision is a function of our qualification. Just like, suppose we are working on a very big mainframe kind of computer, where we have just one of the ports. There may be many different people working on that computer. And depending on the trustworthiness of different people, different people may have different levels of access. So we may have a particular level of access, others may have other level of access, and still others may have yet another level of access. So like that, we all may have, may I say that we are all actually working on the same computer, but we are not working on the same computer in the sense that we are all seeing things, differently. Different people are seeing things from the perspective of their level. So if they look at the computer, they may see something that others, if a person has a higher level of access, they will be able to see more things which the other people will not be able to see. So from that perspective, if we consider that we are all individuals and we are all at different levels of spiritual evolution, and being at different levels of spiritual evolution means that we have different capacities for perception. And having different capacities for perception would mean that, so just as a person who is simply a data entry operator will be allowed to access certain kinds of files in the computer, and a person who is, say, the CEO, they can have much broader levels of access. So similarly, the universal form is a mystical vision to which not everyone has access. So the other people on the war field are not able to see. And Krishna tells Arjuna that even you are not able to see, O Arjuna. Therefore, I will give you a special vision. I will give you the vision by which you will be able to see this form. And by seeing this form, your aspiration to see my Rupa Aishwarya, your aspiration to see the extraordinary form that I manifest in this world, that will be fulfilled. So what Krishna is doing for Arjuna here is making him qualified, granting him the qualification. Divyam dadamite chakshuh. So as Krishna is speaking this, Krishna is saying that I am giving it to you. Dadamin. And the word, both the word Divya and Dadami have come earlier. Divya has come, of course, several times. Janma karma chame divyam. Krishna is told in 4.9. So Divya can mean celestial, it can mean spiritual. So Krishna has used the word for it to mean spiritual or transcendental in 4.9, and then he has used it to refer to heavenly in the sense of celestial, not transcendental, in 9.20 when it says that Traividyamam Somapahaputa Papa Yagyairishtva Swargatim Prarthayante Te Punyamasadhya Surendra Lokam Ashnanti Divyan Divideva Bhogan. So Ashnanti Divyan, there they will enjoy celestial delights. Ashnanti Divyan. So now when Krishna is using the word Divya over here, what is he referring to? The universal form is not transcendental. The universe itself is material, and the form which encompasses the universe is also material. At one level we could say that everything connected with the Lord is transcendental, but then we can, if we use that reasoning, then we can say even matter is connected with the Lord, because matter is also energy, then is matter also transcendental? But then the word transcendental is itself usually defined as something that is beyond matter. So in the sense of the universal form being a revelation of matter, it is a material form, it is a non-transcendental form. So here Divya, to say that it refers to transcendental is not appropriate. Here Divya refers to something which is material, but not material from our human perspective. It is celestial. So celestial is heavenly, from the higher planetary systems. So it's a higher vision. Divyam dadami. Krishna uses the word dadami in dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. I am giving this to you, Arjuna. Or I give the intelligence to the devotees who are sincerely right practice bhakti so that they can come to me. So here he is saying that, oh Arjuna, I'll give you the intelligence. I'll give you the vision, not the intelligence, the vision over here. So Arjuna is at present a Kshatriya like all the other Kshatriyas who are there on the battlefield. And from that Kshatriya level, Arjuna is elevated by Krishna to the level of transcendence, to the level of celestial vision, by which he can see the universal form. He can see that which others are not seeing. Now Vishwamachakri Thakur gives a rustic explanation for this, and he says that actually at an external level we could say there is an elevation of vision from the earthly to the heavenly, from the terrestrial to the celestial. But from another perspective, Arjuna is not just a mortal on the earth like other mortals. Arjuna is a very exalted devotee of the Lord, and he is able to see Krishna's personal two-handed form and see and relish it at close proximity. And he has the to be in this position, he has the heart and eyes of love, and that is actually the highest vision. The premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santaha sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti. So it is said that the santaha, the sages see within their heart with premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena. See with the eyes of knowledge, it's with the eyes of love rather. So that is very different from the, it's a very exalted level. So Krishna, when he is giving the eyes to Arjuna, he is actually downgrading his vision. From the eyes of love, which are transcendental, Krishna is now granting him a celestial vision by which Arjuna can see the universal form of Krishna. Thank you.